And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. And for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about wreaths across America. And I know we talked to the main office a couple of months ago about this kind of effort, but we're now at the point where we're going to have an event, if you will, December 19th. And I say that with a question because these times are so awkward to talk about when we're talking about events. But we will talk about this with Chuck Veazey. Also, we have Donna Croft on the phone with me, both co-coordinators of this. Hello, Chuck. Nice to talk to you.
Great to be here.
And Donna, thank you very much for being here as well.
Oh, thank you, Tracy.
Now, you both did this last year. So, Donna, let me start with you. Can you give us an overview of what this particular event is on December 19th?
Okay. Actually, the event in Butler started 2 years ago with the Daughters of the American Revolution. We had a ceremony only at Diamond Park in Butler. And what it is there are five ceremonial wreaths that are placed by a member of each branch of the service plus POW/MIA, and that's to honor all those veterans who are fallen. And after that, 2 years ago, or last year, Chuck and I joined forces, and I'm very thankful for him because we were able to expand to actually lay wreaths on veterans' graves. And we chose North Cemetery because they were very open to it, and there are over 800 veterans' graves there that we're trying to place wreaths on.
Where do you get all of the wreaths?
They come from Maine.
Okay, so the main office in Maine, okay.
Yes.
And do you have to put in, let's get into the technical side of this, so do you have to put an order in by such a date, and has that been hampered at all? Do you have all the wreaths that you need?
Yes, we actually, our deadline for this year was on the 2nd, or I'm sorry, on the 1st of December, and basically when you go online, you purchase the wreath, the count just keeps increasing as people purchase them, and once you hit your goal, it lets you know. This year, we did hit our goal of 100% coverage, and every veteran in the cemetery will have a wreath placed this year.
How important is this ceremony to not only to you both, and Chuck, I'll address this question to you, but the community as well, because I think that we are very, very supportive of our veterans in this county. And so can you talk about the importance that this has?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is our, you know, the mission of the Wreaths Across America is to remember, honor, and teach. And each piece of that is so important. And we remember our fallen, we honor those that serve. And then the last part of it is teaching the young about the sacrifices that have been made, so the freedoms that we have today, that you know that we have because of that, and that's why that we have the ceremony. That's why we do the wreath laying. It's just so important, and it's a wonderful community event, to show that.
And I agree with you that it is important to teach people about our history. I think we live in a society right now that we read about history, but we're not used to living history, and for a certain generation anyway. And so to learn about that history, I think is vital. Do you think that, do you find that the younger generation is intrigued, is interested when they learn the details of our past?
They learn a little bit about the history, of our military. I think that if they're taught that, then they become very interested and they want to participate in any way they can.
And Chuck,
in Western Pennsylvania, we have one of the highest concentrations of veterans in the whole country. So we have a lot of support for veterans here.
And Chuck, did you want to add on some thoughts?
I was just going to say, I have two young boys who are, you know, I share this with them, and we do a lot of museums and historical sites, and they are very intrigued by it. And I think as society, it's our job to make sure that they understand it, and that they know, you know, what has happened and why we're the best country in the world and why we're where we're at today.
Donna, I'm going to go back to you for a moment, and can you talk about what this ceremony will consist of? Will you have all branches? I know you were talking about laying of the wreaths, but will there be some words spoken? Will there be some taps played?
Yeah.
What happens in this ceremony?
Yes, there is exactly 12 o'clock noon, there is a moment of silence, And the same thing is happening throughout the country at the same time. There's about a minute of silence, and then we have a written script, and we have someone read the script, and we have someone sing the national anthem, and then we have the Bantam Marines are there, the Honor Guard, and the taps will be played. So it's a very moving ceremony, and the people who participate in it, they want to do it every year. They ask me to to let them know when it's going to be next year so they can participate again, because it just means so much to them. It's a short ceremony. It's maybe 20, 25 minutes, but it has a lot of meaning.
And I still think that's a good amount of time, 20, 25 minutes. I know when you say short, I guess it's relative to what somebody thinks is short. This is not just a 2 or 3 minute moment. I mean, you have a good half hour that you're there with your program. And Chuck, let me go back to you for a moment. Are you looking for any volunteers with this program, or has that portion of your effort ended for this year?
No. It's our Wreaths Across America Day. It is open to the public. Anybody can show up. We encourage that. We have a lot of volunteers that work with us. And last year, I think we had over 200 folks that showed up and helped, which was wonderful for our first time doing it at the cemetery.
So, Donna, can you explain a little bit about how this will run this year? Anytime that the word event comes up right now during the pandemic, it's just interesting in how people are trying to figure this out. So you're asking that the public is invited to volunteer with this, but what are you suggesting in the way of social distancing or masks, or how are you expecting for folks to come?
Well, it's whatever makes them feel safe. I mean, we're inviting, it's outside. So if you want to wear a mask, then please feel free to do so. If you don't, then that's your option. But, you know, we try to go along with the protocol that's been put in place for social distancing and wearing a mask. But, again, it's outside, mm-hmm. So we encourage anybody to come. You can always distance yourself.
Right.
It's
right.
A big cemetery.
And I say rain or shine, but I guess I got to include snow if we're talking December, right?
Oh, yes. Last year it rained. It was pretty miserable last year.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't even look ahead yet on the weather forecast for December 19th. But, Chuck, can you explain just through your vantage point about this particular day?
I'm very passionate about this day. I love it. I think that it says what's good about America. And it's our way of honoring those that give us the freedoms that we have. And I think it's wonderful to have the local organizations involved, the local community organizations that we have involved, because it helps, you know, on the teaching side with, you know, we have scout organizations, whether it be Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts. We have the local ROTC is participating now this year with us, and it's a wonderful day for the community, and it brings people together.
Will those organizations have a role within the ceremony, or are they helping when it comes to laying the wreaths? Go ahead.
We have organizations involved in the ceremony as well. Our DIR group is involved, and you know, the American Legions and the Band of Marines are involved, but there are other groups who are, most of the other groups are involved in the actual wreath laying. And speaking of that, I'd like to give a big shout out to Deal Automotive for their tremendous support this year. Without them, we would never have reached our goal.
That's one thing that I've heard consistently over the past many months as we've been going through the pandemic, is that organizations are still helping organizations. I mean, that thought of not helping each other, I don't think ever crossed anybody's mind. So I'm glad that you mentioned that they've been a big part of this. Can you explain a little bit of how they've been a part of this, your partnership with them?
Well, I've been going around to different businesses, giving them my information and the information about Wreaths Across America and asking for their support. And right away, they were very enthusiastic about it and got right on it. And, you know, we had to go back and forth with a little bit of red tape, but they were just so willing to help us out and were just extremely generous.
Chuck, let me go back to you for a moment, because Wreaths Across America and Butler is a charitable organization. Is that right? I mean, you have a Facebook page.
It is. It absolutely is. It is a charitable organization.
How can we help as a community if we would like to help, whether it's before December 19th, on December 19th, or if we want to help throughout the year? Do you plan throughout the year?
We do. This year, you know, with the pandemic, it was a little different, a little more challenging. We had originally planned to start on the Memorial Day parade with, you know, educating the public, letting them know what we're about. That kind of got a little pushed back because of the pandemic. This year, we, you know, didn't get started probably till, you know, August, September, you know, really into the heavy fundraising. You know, up until, you know, yesterday, the best way to participate is if you to purchase a wreath. They're $15, and, you know, you just go online to our website. Go ahead and you can, you know, purchase a wreath there. After today, the most important thing is coming on the 19th and being part of our ceremony and participating in the wreath laying. And the more people that come, the better.
So if we're going to go on the website, again, I just mentioned Facebook is one option where you can get information, but the website, I believe, is wreathsacrossamerica.org. Is that the location we go to?
We actually have a direct link. It's waabutler.com, and if you just type that in, it'll come right to the Butler Wreaths Across America page.
Yeah, I saw the truck come through at one point. I can't remember what month it was. I mean, this was quite a while ago, and it was interesting just to see the big semi that has that the picture on the side of it. So I'm so glad that you are with us today, both of you, Donna and Chuck. And before we go, I just want to ask you your final thoughts, what you'd like to leave with us. So, Donna, I want to start with you your final thoughts before we leave today.
I would just like to say that in the cemetery, there are veterans that go all the way back to the Revolutionary War. And all of those veterans that are in that cemetery were willing. They served, and they were willing to die so that we could have our freedoms that we take for granted every single day. And our theme for this year is Be an American Worth Fighting For. And I think that should be our goal when we're laying the wreaths, is to think about that person and what they sacrificed and to live our lives so that we're an American worth fighting for.
Absolutely. And also, Chuck, your thoughts before we go.
I will tell you that I cannot say it any better than Donna just did. This year's theme, dead on. Absolutely. It's about, you know, living your life and honoring these men and women who gave the sacrifice for us.
Now, of course, I ask for final thoughts and I ask another question, right? That's what I'm famous for on this show. Let me ask you, Chuck and Donna, do you ever go around when you have the moment to the cemetery and just look at the veterans and the years that they were with us and the year that they passed? I've done that before when I'm visiting a family member or whatever in a cemetery, and I've just walked around the cemetery and you just look at the headstones and, you know, I guess I just imagine what their life was like. Have you ever done that?
Well, I have, yes, and I encourage everybody to do that when they're laying the wreath. Look around at the flags that are on the graves and maybe think about those people. And you can even maybe go look them up later on, and you might find an interesting story.
Yeah, you might. Chuck, how about you?
Absolutely. You know, when we started, we had to go through the cemetery to see how many veterans we had. And so we walked it, and just looking at the stones, some of the graves up there go back to the Revolutionary War. And that's kind of cool when you're sitting there, you know, looking at a grave and you see that.
Chuck and Donna, I so appreciate what you're doing this year. Thank you very much for making this happen one more time this year. And, of course, you'll be planning for next year as well. But best of luck with the weather. I hope it is. I hope it's decent and not raining. But this will still be going on December 19th at 12 noon. Donna, let me just ask you really quickly, what's your recommendation for people to arrive?
Well, the ceremony starts at 12. So, you know, any time before that, there will be somebody there to direct traffic and
get everything set up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Donna, Chuck, thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.